This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, and don't forget our hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving, and everybody that's a lineman taking care of the power over there in Texas and Louisiana and Arkansas. Thanks for all you're doing. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out the all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning.
Morning.
We're going to take a call from Kathy who in San Antonio, who's been waiting very patiently. Good morning, Kathy. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I would like to comment that I totally agree with your caller. I believe his name was Ian about Kyle Rittenhouse. I am so worried about that young man. Mm-hmm. I live with my younger son, and I would like to hug him, and I say prayers for him, and I guess this is about all I can do, but we do need to stand up. We are fed up with being told what to do mm-hmm. and how to do it, and the other side gets to do whatever the heck they want.
Mm-hmm.
So... there you go, sir. Y'all have a good day.
I agree with you. And Kathy's talking, of course, about the young man up in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Do you have any thoughts on that one, Denise?
Well, you know, there's been some interesting videos that have come out, and that doesn't mean that that's all the videos that have come out. And, you know, there's videos on buildings and, you know, other locations. So... the attorney that is representing Kyle Rittenhouse, I think, has probably enough videos that we haven't necessarily had access to in order to question Kyle and put the timeline of events together such that he took the case for defense. We're probably going to end up learning some other things in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the one fellow who was shot in the arm that kind of just blew off his whole right bicep.
Yeah.
I saw several pictures of that. And then after that, I saw one where he was holding a weapon that looked like it had been edited out. And then the real picture came where he was holding the weapon. Well, the attorney last night said
mm-hmm.
he was holding a Glock. So.
Yep.
You know, I always wait because you cannot trust pictures, because I mean, the technology out there and people are so skillful at editing things out. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, I heard that last night from his lawyer. I turned around to my husband and I said, you know, I saw a photo where that fellow was holding a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
So that may have been the, you know, the Glock that he was referring to. So we always need to just, be careful before we jump to conclusions here. And, I think that Kyle's gonna have some very good defense. And I will tell you, and I've said it for probably a month now, we're going to get to the point where we're going to end up with vigilante justice.
Mm-hmm.
Because the police have been told to stand down, or they are so overwhelmed at doing other things that they cannot respond to 911 calls or certain incidences.
Mm-hmm.
And that leaves people defenseless. So, such is the case, as was described by Kyle's lawyer, is that 2 to 3 businesses in Kenosha needed some help,
mm-hmm.
For some security, mm-hmm. and that's what he was there to do.
Correct.
According to his lawyer. So, we're going to very much end up with vigilante justice.
As fate would have it, we have Ian on the phone line. Okay, you want to respond to Kathy in San Antonio?
Yeah, thanks for the shout out. And I got some more information. Of course, this is just rumor, so take it with a grain of salt. Kyle Rittenhouse is in a jail somewhere in Anniston, Illinois, which is right across state line from Kenosha. It's only about 21 miles
right.
from where he lived in Kenosha. At any rate, Antifa, what I've heard through my sources, Antifa is trying to find out what jail he's in and what cell, because they're trying to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Antifa has contacts within the prison system.
Sure.
Okay? And there's gangs in prison, and they can do things if you can do things for them.
Yep.
Get them money or contraband or a promise to put a hit on somebody on the outside for them, they'll go knock them off. So he's in danger even in jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't trust the judicial system in Wisconsin. If they do bring him to it's going to be a rigged jury. This is going to be the trial of the century when this happens. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
Okay. All right. Well, further comment, Denise?
Well, yeah, I do know that they're trying to find out where he is being housed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if for nothing else, they can, if they, you know, not necessarily have people on the inside that would, you know, go after Kyle, but they could do what they've done to other things, and that is start the place on fire and burn
mm-hmm.
it. On the other hand, the trial of the century, well, it's already in the court of public opinion in
yeah.
a very big way. So when that happens, you end up with a plea deal.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, should we come back? More with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. By the way, the president is on his way to Kenosha today. We'll tell you about a little meeting he had with Attorney General Barr and Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Wolf. And then we'll talk to you about a couple of articles that Denise wrote yesterday that you're going to want to hear about. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of...
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Balance of Nature. Now, I'll tell you something. I am taking Balance of Nature, and you've heard me tell you about it, about how it works. Well, it works for me, and it's working really good. Now, my doctor is very impressed because I'm no longer taking blood pressure medication because this has helped me to get my blood pressure down and also lose some weight, which I needed to do. And it's cut out all the snacks that I eat at night, and there's a reason for that, and I'll tell you right now why. If you want a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, and who is, this is one way to get some extra nutrients. And if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits and vegetables either, this gives you 10 times more than what you need by taking these capsules in fruits and vegetables in your system. That takes care of your appetite alarm, I found out, because it's working for me. Now, I got a deal for you, and here it is. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com. Use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T, or give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Again, use the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. So, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751 using the product code RESULT, R-E-S-U-L-T. That's balanceofnature.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did, and you're going to find out what I already know. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Before we get to the articles you wrote, President Trump said the sat down yesterday with Attorney General Barr, Department of Justice, and Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Wolf to create, and this is the story, I'm going to read it word for word, to create a program to combat what he called left-wing unrest before he headed off to Kenosha, Wisconsin. So did he actually create a program, or did he create a new task force?
All right. Hold on here. There was a memo that was issued by Bill Barr at the Justice Department all the way back on June the 26th, okay? So this was to combat the anti-government extremist groups like Antifa and the Boogaloo movement. So it is not something that is new. If Trump had a conversation, it was really to just get a status report on this task force. So it is not something that is new. It's been that way since the end of June. Now, a lot of people are saying, why aren't we arresting these people? Well, we are. I mean, they are making arrests, but they can't do it fast enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to argue, you got local police that either one are standing down and not making the arrest, or they're making the arrest and they're on a no bail thing, so they get out in 2 hours. But when it comes to federal charges, you and I just talked about the ARCO I did yesterday,
mm-hmm.
where 74 of them have federal charges just out of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So it is happening if there are federal charges. So the other thing is they're recruiting so many of these people. I mean, you've got they literally traveled from 44 cities to go into Kenosha and protest in Kenosha. 44 cities.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a bigger problem here, and that is, I'm going to say it so it's for the sake of your listeners, to go look up the RICO Act, because this is RICO, which, interestingly enough, finally Tucker even mentioned it last night, because it is being funded. And now, you know, with what happened in Washington, D.C., after the RNC convention,
mm-hmm.
and those protests that were attacking people that were just trying to leave and go back to their hotel rooms, there's not a lot of resources. I mean, between the FBI, between the U.S. Marshals, and FBI agents that are, you know, dispatched and whatnot, and Department of Homeland Security, you still have other crimes that are going on out there too, federal crimes. I must have gotten 200 emails yesterday from the FBI on child pornography people, prosecuting, blackmail, extortion, cyber. So there's so many other things that are still happening. So, I think if we can help, if we find certain, interesting bits of information that you may think that may not think the FBI has, you can gather it and go to FBI tips and send it to them to help them along.
Okay, well, he's on his way to Kenosha today, so we'll see what happens there. Now, I'm going to read this part of it, and then you take it from there. Must we remind the media about Ferguson or Baltimore? Well, the answer is yes, and I totally agree with that one because we talked about it briefly yesterday.
Well, yes. we tend to forget that the beginnings of all of this was Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Ferguson, it went to Baltimore and, you know, a couple other cities. So what did the Obama administration do at the time? Well, they decided that they were going to extend a hand to the Black Lives Matter people.
Yep.
Back then. Interesting that they just happened to know who they were.
Mm-hmm.
But they included D. Ray McKesson, which I mentioned the other day, and
yep.
they included Brittany Packnett and a couple others. Well, they got invited to the Obama White House.
Yep.
And I don't know what they were really necessarily all had this conversation about, but what is particularly interesting is just after that meeting at the Obama White House, well, Obama, you know, extends a a pardon, if you will, or a commuted sentence to a whole bunch of people. And I mean a whole bunch of them, if we remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, we have this Minnesota Freedom Fund that was established
right.
After the Minneapolis thing.
Yep, I've talked about that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, Kamala Harris sends out a tweet, if you're able to chip in to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota. And then
mm-hmm.
she puts out the link. Well, interestingly enough, that fund went to where? Act Blue.
Yeah.
So, it is, this is terribly important because, now you have Kamala Harris that is the vice presidential, nominee.
The president in waiting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, this is a highly big coordinated thing. And one of the people that, you know, they, when they donated this money to this fund, let's talk about three people that were released under this, that paid the bail. And one was a suspect who shot at police. A woman is accused of killing a friend and a twice convicted sex offender. Another one, this person, Jaleel Stallings, shot at members of the SWAT team during the May riots. The police recovered a modified pistol that looked like an AK-47. And the bail to get out was $75,000, and they paid it out of this fund.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute. There was another one.
Mm-hmm.
With second-degree murder for stabbing a friend. That was a $100,000 bail for her release. She
mm-hmm.
got out.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one. Twice convicted rapist charged with kidnapping, assault, sexual assault in two separate cases, which was a $350,000 bail.
Wow.
And this fund paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Friends of Biden, friends of Kamala.
$500,000 right there you just threw out the window. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it ended up with $33 million or $3 million. I don't forget.
That's what my understanding was, $33-plus million. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Well, American people aren't stupid, as you put it in the article. They know exactly where Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the Democratic Party stood on the riots. They stood side by side with the rioters, and they now have cynically come to regret that position. Is, I suppose, a good thing. That those are your words. But the thing of it is we know they're involved with all of this. We know they are, which is why they're losing in the polls and public opinion. I mean,
the big thing is that when you're on social media, you need to put this stuff out there. Please put it out there factually. So the other side, they're going to weigh in and they're going to look at it, and you start diffusing their arguments.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to run out of time, so I can't really, because here comes the music, because I can't get to the other piece. But we'll talk about this tomorrow, because it'll be just as good tomorrow when we talk about this other story you got.
Yep.
But if you want to find out what we're talking about, folks, go to FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com, and read Denise's articles. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out her articles. You'll be well informed. And the second one is another barn burner, but we'll get into that tomorrow when she comes on the program, because it's worth the wait, believe me. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It's time for our military veterans news report for this hour, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Remember the National Aviation Academy, where you can become an aviation maintenance tech. They have 2 locations to serve you. And I'm telling you, you are going to really wonder why you didn't do it sooner. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got 2 locations to serve you, 2 campuses, one in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and the other one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in Tampa Bay. I'm in Tampa, they're in Clearwater, the other side of the bay. And all you got to do to find out more about them is to, number one, go to their website, check them out, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then after you do that, why don't you call them up and schedule a tour? Because the best way to find out about what they do is to go look at what they do. And the phone number to call would be 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. That would be the story to, or the phone number to call to get the whole story on how to not only get yourself an appointment to go there, but ask them any questions that you want on the phone. Now, veterans, post 9/11, more than likely, your benefits are going to cover you. And pre 9/11, you're going to have to check and see what you have left in a way of veterans benefits. But if they're not covered, then they do have a student loan. So there you go. But at any rate, you're going to love being a certified aviation maintenance tech. You make a lot of money, get a lot of benefits, and you have the option to travel if you want to. Now, today, before I get started with the military news and veterans news, I want to tell you about an honor service that's going to take place at Bay Pines National Cemetery, which is right here in the Tampa Bay area at Seminole, Florida, Bay Pines National Cemetery. The staging time for motorcycle riders that want to honor and assist in escorting these remains of these soldiers, these former soldiers coming in, the Patriot Guard riders, they will once again stand for veterans that for some reason had no family members available to set up proper military rights for them, and they'll stand as their brother and sisters in arms at one point in time. Each one of them, of course, stood for their former service members, stood up for us. So they're asking that you bring a 3x5 American flag in order to honor these veterans. And you can contact my buddy Randy McNabb. He's the tour guide. They're going to be at American Legion Post 273 at 2 p.m., 1400 hours, 600 American Legion Drive in Madeira Beach, Florida, right over there, just right on the water. So they'll be there, and they'll be leaving about 2:30 and 3 p.m. or thereabouts. They'll be over at the Bay Pines National Cemetery to participate in the service there. So that's something that you can be involved in if you want to be, the tribute to these fallen veterans who have no one, no family, no one to be there for them. Now, for years, military advocates have pointed out to the heroic death of Sergeant First Class Alwin Cash and the subsequent Defense Department decision not to award him the Medal of Honor as proof that the entire medical military medal system needs a dramatic overhaul. Now, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper has stepped in and said the Iraq war hero Alwin Cash should get the Medal of Honor. We'll see what happens. It could happen. We'll see what happens after all these years gone by. Now, the United States plans to reduce its military force in Iraq from the current 5,200 to about 3,500 by November, according to U.S. officials. The cut would be in line with President Trump's repeated call to bring troops home and his reelection campaign pledge to end what he called an endless war. Now, a team of F-22s, supported by K-135 tankers, intercepted three sets of two Russian Tu-142 maritime patrol aircraft in the Alaskan Air Defense Identification Zone, North American Aerospace Defense Command said. A day later, two more Russian Su-27 flankers conducted an unsafe and unprofessional intercept of a U.S. Air Force B-52 flying over the international waters of the Black Sea, and that was announced by U.S. Air Forces in Europe and Africa. Also, the U.S. Armed Forces have no role in carrying out the election process or resolving a disputed vote, so says the top military officer. He told Congress that in comments that were released. So we'll see how that all plays out. Now, overseas, U.S. troops have been rotating in and out of a small Southeast Asian island nation for more than 40 years. And on Friday, they got an inaugural visit by the Pentagon boss, Secretary Mark Esper. Now, we're talking about Palau, the Seabees and the Marines that were there. And troops on Guam right now are weathering their second COVID-19 shutdown, lockdown. Service members based in Guam are sheltering in place for the second time this year after an August spike in COVID-19 cases on the island. And it prompted the U.S. territory's governor, who she herself tested positive in early August, to shut down all of the non-essential businesses one more time. Now, the U.S. Navy sent a warship steaming near the disputed islands in the South China Sea a day after Beijing reportedly tested a so-called carrier killer missile in the same area. And the U.S. Air Force is sending six B-52 Stratoforce strategic bombers to fly over each of NATO's 30 members on Friday, a gesture meant to signal the alliance's unity. That'll be interesting. Also, the Katyusha rocket landed in Baghdad's heavily fortified green zone, causing damage to an empty building and no casualties. Obviously, aiming for something other than what they hit, the empty building. And the Russian Navy conducted major war games near Alaska involving dozens of ships and aircraft, the military said. The biggest such drill in the area since Soviet times, when we had to deal with the university, the USSR. Remember that? Now, in a narrow decision, the U.S. military's top appeals court has upheld a conviction against former Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Remember him? On charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy, saying public comments by President Donald Trump and the late Senator John McCain condemning the soldier did not invalidate his prosecution. And after all, why would they? Now, I will tell you that U.S. military medical personnel or National Guard troops might assist now in inoculating the public once a stable, safe vaccine is developed for COVID-19. That was told us by senior medical officials in the health department. We'll see again what happens there. Now, the United States had two black female pilots, the first black female pilots in the Army and Navy, that have made history just months apart. But now, a year later, one would have her flight status taken away, and the other would be left questioning how close she came to also losing her military career. We'll see what happens there, as there's a big stink going on about that right now. All righty. Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is going to lead us through the next segment. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?
I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, indeedy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. Now, they're back. And better than ever, and we're down in Sarasota at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds on Saturday and Sunday this week. I personally will be there Saturday from 9 to 2. Now, they're going to have their concealed carry class Saturday at 2 p.m. You have to either get a hold of them by how I'm going to tell you here or by showing up and signing up. But they'll have a concealed carry class at 2 p.m. on Saturday, 1 p.m. on Sunday. And they're open 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. That's the Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. Now, to find out more, go to twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, or you can call 727-776-3442. That's 727-776-3442, and set up an appointment for your concealed carry class. Now, you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns and tactical equipment, and there was fishing equipment there last weekend in Largo, and bows and arrows and outdoor equipment and some health and beauty aid stuff that was there as well. Some people were there with that. And all you got to do is just show up. Robarts Arena, Saturday, 9 to 2. I'll be there 9 to 5 Saturday. They're open and ready to go for business. So there you go. That is Two Guys Gun and Knife Shows. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, says, hello, sir.
Good morning.
I think you're going to make all kinds of money in the vaccine business here for COVID-19 because AstraZeneca and their vaccine candidate begins late-stage U.S. study today.
There's a lot of, there's a big push, obviously, to get these vaccines out as fast as possible, which may get curious to me. It is, I mean, I know everybody wants to get them out. It's going to make everybody feel safer. I don't believe that the vaccine is going to be a cure-all. I think it's going to be similar to the flu vaccine, where you might have to take it on a regular basis. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, for each of the numbers around the country, I think that the country's doing pretty well. And that's why I think it's a strong push to get these vaccines out, because there's a lot of money to be made.
Now, you like to run around. You get out there and do a little jogging, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, when I tell you this, you might want to wear an Army helmet, because Amazon has won FAA approval to deliver packages by drone.
Yeah, when you tell me to stay low all the time, I guess I'm going to have to start following your advice.
You're going to have to stay low and look up.
Yeah. Because these drones are going to be dropping packages off at people's homes. It'll be interesting. Again, I think some people might be freaked out if there's a drone flying over their house and dropping something off, or people might take a look at it as, you know, what in the world is that? It's a brave new world, that's for sure, Matt.
Now, let me ask you a question. You you ride the train into New York from time to time, right?
Yeah, it's been, last time I was on the train in New York was February, but yes.
Well, the New York City Metro Transportation Authority, MTA chairman, said he's going to open the books to see if they can get a bailout from the feds, but the feds have told him that they want to take a look at the books. Of course, that's the second largest U.S. public transit system, period.
Yeah, they're in deep trouble, but they were in deep trouble before the pandemic struck. So, again, I'm sure that's why the government wants to take a look to see how everything is managed. I mean, the MTA's got a huge art portfolio. There's been a lot of news of waste there. I got a kick out of it. I was cracking a joke about it. There was a story not too long ago, Matt, about some of these Mexican drug tunnels that are built and how advanced they are, where they're trying to smuggle drugs from Mexico into the United States. And you take a look at how much it costs for them to do work in New York. There's no comparison. It's the most expensive place to build a tunnel or build do anything when it comes to any sort of transportation in the rest of the world. And I was making fun. I said, you know, they should hire these Mexican drug cartels to build the subway tunnels, because they do it for a lot less than what we're paying for here.
Yeah. Ford is going to cut another 1,000 North American salary jobs. Just another sign of the times, I guess, huh?
Yeah, again, it's a lot of us to do with demand moving forward. So they're going to see, trying to remain profitable as best they possibly can. I know certain automobiles out there, they're difficult to get a hold of. Still, SUVs are selling very, very well. The reality is that cars are not, flying off the lots like they used to. So it's the reality of the situation.
Well, gasoline went up 20 cents a gallon down here in my backyard yesterday, even though the wholesale price of gasoline dropped 2 cents a gallon. And oil by the barrel has stayed constant for the last 5 days in a row, so I don't know what they're doing.
I don't know if they're worried about a busy hurricane season or what, but that is interesting for it to jump to that level that quickly.
Yeah, it's $2.19 a gallon right now in my area. But anyway, the airlines, namely American Airlines Group and Delta Airlines, have axed their ticket change fees, which used to be a big pain in the butt. I've had that happen to me a couple of times, trying to get back some new flyers.
I think that's great. I never understood why they didn't do that ahead of time. I understand they're going to charge what they can, but it seems to me like a bit of a bonus, especially for business travelers. If you're away and you might be late, running late in a meeting, and having the ability to change your flight to a different time or to bump it up to a different time. And it's happened to me before. It's like I want to get home a little bit faster. My work is done, and that extra cost is a bit of a pain in the neck. So I think it's a great move.
Well, speaking of getting home and all that sort of stuff, 70% of the stimulus funds that were sent to dead people have now been recovered. Now, there's still 30% out there, so I guess the dead people do cash checks.
Yeah, and they vote, too, in certain areas.
Yeah. So what are we going to do about that kind of nonsense to make sure that doesn't happen again?
Yeah, the vote thing is huge. I got to be all over that. I, a lot of people, they call it the sanctity of our elections, making sure that they're done the right way and they're not, and there's not any fraud out there. It's important for people to believe that and know that, that their vote is not going to be canceled out by, a ghost.
Well, you know, Nancy Pelosi came out and made a comment yesterday. She said that she wants to have nothing to do with the Republicans' $1.3 trillion coronavirus aid package. She wants her whatever it is she wants. I think she finally came down to like $2.2 or $2.4 trillion. But the president made a comment yesterday through, of course, through Steve Mnuchin, rather, the Treasury Secretary, that he's willing to negotiate to get money for the for jobs and money for kids. And a little bit of a stimulus, too, for some of the people out there. Where are we going with this? Is this still on the burner, you think, to be discussed more of?
Oh, I think it's on the burner, just depending on how much. I think Pelosi definitely wants to get money for states. I think it's one of the big things out there. There's a lot of states that are hurting right now that want to have more money. And, again, it's just still playing a lot of politics right now. When it comes to this, I'm not a tremendous fan at all. We talked about this about just sending random checks to people out there. I do think that helping out in regards to unemployment is a good thing. I think helping small businesses out and getting people back to work, I think that's a good thing. I think also getting some sort of liability protection to business out there is a fantastic thing. These are issues that I think that I would hope that, Democrats and Republicans come together on.
Now, the president is headed off to Kenosha today, but before he goes, he's talking to Attorney General Barr, may have already done that, and Department of Homeland Secretary, Acting Secretary Wolf, about creating a joint program to combat what he calls left wing unrest. How about if we just call it Antifa?
Yeah, that's a big part of it too. How do you combat it? Well, I guess you kind of have to punch it in the nose.
Destroy it.
I think that's how you have to go about handling it. What they did in Kenosha, they sent the National Guard in. They stopped the violence almost immediately. In fact, they did stop it immediately. You got to have that type of manpower on the ground to go about handling it. Other areas of the country that, you take a look at what's going on in Portland, and it's disgusting.
Portland,
really.
Portland last night was night 101, and they brought the state police in, and that did not work at all.
Yeah, you need a lot more.
Okay. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, so have yourself a great day.
You too. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Make sure you go over there and check him out and see all the different things he has to offer. Maybe he can help you with your financial planning, too. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.